You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Randall White. If you've ever felt challenged in the garden, there are some helpful innovations coming out of one Central Coast engineering think tank. KCBX reporter Clara Knapp shows us one way to turn your brown thumb green.
It's a tough spring in California for committed gardeners who need to contemplate our record dry spell and how that will affect what they plant and tend to for this year's fruit, vegetable, and flower gardens. The complexities of gardening are what drive the passion for some. But others don't quite possess the knowledge, talents, time, or even physical abilities it takes to successfully work the soil. That's where a new invention, something called FarmBot, comes in. It could open the world of gardening to just about anyone with a little plot of earth and the will to bring it to life.
FarmBot is an open source automated precision farming machine.
Meet 23-year-old Rory Aronson. FarmBot is his project, and his dream of making it available to the masses was realized in January of this year, when he was awarded a $125,000 grant from the Shuttleworth Foundation, an organization working to promote innovation and social change.
So they saw me and the FarmBot project as something worthy and promising in that it's going to make a large impact in the world.
Aronson is a Cal Poly grad who came up with the idea for FarmBot when a local farmer spoke in one of his classes about a new tractor that had a computer and camera which enabled it to till the ground differently for different plants. Aronson realized that he could achieve similar results in a simpler and more precise way, and the concept of FarmBot was born. He gave us a tour of the building where he and his team are working on the first version, FarmBot Genesis. It's one of the many projects being designed at Slow Makerspace, a collaborative workspace that's full with all kinds of woodworking and metalworking machinery that people can use to build their dream inventions. FarmBot Genesis will initially be offered in several kit sizes, all with the same core components.
It functions similar to a 3D printer, but instead of extruding plastic, it has relevant tools for growing plants, such as a seed injector, a watering nozzle, and sensors. Essentially, it's a completely automated farmer garden.
The open source aspect of it means it can be modified, distributed, or sold by anyone as they please, allowing it to reach its maximum potential as a product.
Open source is a movement and an idea that what's mine is yours.
The price tag for FarmBot will likely run around $1,000 or less. As the system is completely scalable, it can be tailored to your specific garden's needs. Ultimately, it can also be adapted to work for large-scale commercial farming operations as well.
We're building FarmBot for the layperson. You go to your computer and you more or less graphically design the farmer garden.
Anyone can go online and easily tell the machine where it wants specific plants to be grown, and FarmBot will carry out all the gardening tasks on its own. Even gardening experts in the community see the potential behind this idea. Master Gardener volunteer Kim views FarmBot as a great opportunity for elderly members of the community.
It might even expand the number of gardeners we have. It's very exciting. Where it may be most applicable is for disabled, for older people who may find it harder and harder to get out in the garden but still want to, and maybe people that aren't very knowledgeable about gardening.
For several months, Aronson has been working with a team of over 20 people from all over the world who became involved in the FarmBot project over the web and help out by designing software and hardware for the machine. One of the most critical pieces of the project is the source of the information for the machine.
The specifics on how to grow comes from a service called OpenFarm, which is sort of like the Wikipedia of gardening and farming knowledge.
FarmBot draws its information on how to tend each type of plants from this service. So for now, Aronson and his team continue to work hard on the project and hope to have it available to consumers by the end of the year. After that, Aronson says he'll consider moving on to his next project, as he's working to build a FarmBot community that can easily continue on in his absence. In San Luis Obispo, I'm Clara Knapp, KCBX News.